This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. It's so maddening that in this era when digital connections feel almost impossible to escape, COVID-19 stay-home orders are making us feel so isolated. Some Detroit artists and curators have created a new platform for people to share during the radical experience of separation and isolation that is this moment. The project is called 6 Feet of Distance. It's an experiment in sharing art and experiencing art at a time when shared experience is hard to come by. Sharina Sharp is a writer, editor, performer, and educator. She works with an art collective called The Tetra. Sharina, welcome.
Thank you.
And Kristen Lee is the head of The Room Project, a low-cost space for women and non-binary artists on Woodward Avenue in Detroit. Kristen, welcome.
Thank you. Hi, happy to be here.
You two are among the founding members of 6 Feet of Distance. Now, there's two ways we should probably talk about this moment. Number one, how it's affecting people's lives. And number two, how it's affecting people's art practice. Sharina, could I ask you first to tell us about what the pandemic has meant for the lives and livelihoods of the people that you know?
For my community, the pandemic has flipped everyone I know into survival mode at its most basic. So we're thinking about survival in the terms of breathing, taking breath. We're thinking about survival in the terms of livelihood and money and putting food on the table. Everything was canceled a month ago and everything stopped. And we had to start making decisions from a place where there's just wild consequences. It feels like there's big consequences to making hasty decisions. So we're thinking about everything with a certain gravity. There's a gravity in the air right now.
Kristen, what about you?
I teach a fiction class every week, and so it gives me the opportunity to check in with writers regularly. I find that there's a lot of similarities in a kind of fog that people have experienced, just the way that stress has kind of taken a toll on body productivity and in the way that COVID has touched their lives or loved ones. Everything from the most banal, like just not being able to go out and hug friends, touch friends, be close, to the more profound things that people are dealing with and deeply afraid of, the fear, job loss, death, all of it.
Certainly. Well, then let's turn this toward what people are doing with their time right now and the work itself. Sharina, would you say that artists you know are making in the same way or making the same kinds of things?
No, I wouldn't say that they're making in the same way. I think this process has been a really deep transformation. I think we're all asking ourselves, really, what did I come to this with? And now how do I deepen that practice? How do I use that to call forth whatever we are going to be on the other side of this? How is my gift going to foster this transformation?
Right. Kristen, what do you observe people working on right now? Do you see a shift in focus and just the kind of themes that are coming up?
I do. I see people honestly going deeper into their own sensed and lived experience. You know, there's not a lot of opportunity as artists to feel naive towards something, to feel that you get to engage in something that doesn't have a lot of rules yet, that doesn't have a lot of like form or protocol. And so there is this childlike attitude that I'm seeing, which is like the world is somewhat new, even if in that newness there's so much terror and trepidation, there's also this kind of play and strangeness and sense of discovery. And I am starting now that I think we can all sit down and formulate a full sentence, which certainly took a little bit of time.
Right.
I'm starting to see some really incredible writing.
6 Feet of Distance is a project that draws on a sector of art called social practice. And for those who aren't familiar with it, it's a practice that assumes the interactions that we have with other people have as much value and perhaps as much artistic value as some of the arts that the world traditionally considers more durable, things that are made like paintings and sculpture and installations and videos. So I just wondered, what did you have in mind when you started to think about a social practice project that would have meaning during COVID-19? Kristen?
Well, Michael Stone Richards and Steve Panton got a hold of me.
We should just explain. Steve is a longtime gallerist, and Michael has an academic background who's worked in a lot of contemporary art projects over the years.
Yes, both are fabulous scholars, writers, teachers, and they talked about 6 feet of distance operating as a kind of archive. And that was what began to anchor me, like a rhizomatic platform that would bring in all of these like nascent and developing conversations, different kinds of communication, all this experimentation as people are doing the work of translating their art and their lives.
Yeah.
And to capture all of these simultaneous narratives happening at the same time. To try to look at it all at one time, we probably can't do it in real time, but putting it on a platform means that in 6 months, in a year, you know, we can start to look back and see what was really happening. It's so hard to know what's actually happening when you're in the middle of a crisis.
Right. Sharina, would you explain the structure of 6 feet of distance and how we interact with it?
Absolutely. In the beginning, we got together and we decided we want to create a hub, a crossroad for artists who are creating during this time. How do we bring everyone together who are all speaking through their various mediums into one place? Detroit has in the past been incredibly divided, and to have a place where we all are facing the same problem at the same time and we can see each other, have each other's backs, became really important to us. So we started having discussions about how do you do that? We agreed together that the process would be completely and totally emergent, that it will change during the course of the pandemic. We're finding that information is coming at us like at mock speed, and trying to build something in the beginning that will stand up to whatever's going to be happening at the end is almost impossible.
Right.
Not something we're interested in. So the process is flowing, and it's totally responsive to the needs of the people who will be using the site. So artists, they will get in touch with us, and we will be happy to signal boost their work to make sure that they're not just speaking to their audience, but they're speaking to our collective and combined audiences. And we're asking that anyone in the public who knows of amazing Detroit artist who's creating lets us know so we can reach out and link to them, and also for the public to tune in so we can create a conversation, you know, between artist and voyeur about how we're marking through all of this.
If you're just joining us, my guests are Sharina Sharp and Kristen Lee. They are among the co-founders of a new art project called 6 Feet of Distance, which is online, compiling experiences of artists and trying to provide some lifeline to artists around Detroit. So at present, at the website, you can find out information about what artists are doing. And you can also participate in certain artworks that people have created. I wanted to ask, Sharina, there was one that you curated. It's called Grandma's Hands Played a Tambourine So Well, Ritual 584.
It's the work of a group called the Tetra, and they are an underground group who curates freedom rituals, and I was lucky enough to be able to bring this work in.
The first part, of course, is a work of prose, and then the second part is this sort of set of directions of a way to remember, that being the social practice part of this work. Are you comfortable reading some of it for us?
Sure. Grandma's Hands Playing the Tambourine So Well, Ritual 584. Oh, beloved, there is no bond thicker with otherworldly love than the bond between grandparent and child. For me, first, it was my great-grandmother. When I'd come home from school, my great met me at the door on her horse. Her two-wheeled, ever-faithful steed was really a wheelchair, but you couldn't tell me nothing. As her hands lifted me into her lap, wheels moaning a tipsy blues song, the horse trotted us to her room. she'd rebraid my hair like hers, meticulous hands parting my crown down the middle, a braid on either side for balance. She'd sing, "One side loves you soft, and the other side loves you powerful, protects you." See, the great shaman Maladoma Somme tells us, children are supernatural before our spirits are tamed. Newly born, children have so much news of the spirit world to share with elders who will one day return to the other side. I believe this is why I was so close to my great, why so many greats gravitate to newborns. Children come to love a softness into the twilight of our elders' lives. And elders teach children how to love our own hands in a world that abuses our magic.
That's an excerpt from Grandma's Hands Played a Tambourine So Well by the Detroit art collective The Tetra, read by Sharina Sharp. She's one of the curators behind 6 Feet of Distance, a new online art platform. Let's listen to a later platform of the piece. It suggests an action that anyone and everyone can perform.
Today's ritual is ancestor reverence. The spirit plane sends elders and mentors who fear spirit, and sometimes their family, and sometimes chosen family in the form of a teacher or a neighbor. They're our guides, who only love us stronger as they transition. And perhaps these politicians have never stopped to fully love their guides or to even recognize them. And this is the only explanation for how anyone would value profit over the power of a great-grandmother and her horse. So tonight, remember a story of an elder, whether a relative or not, who is the other half of your blood song. What did they teach you? What of their heart do you carry with you? Tonight, light a candle and out loud, thank your ancestor. Tell them how deeply you love them, knowing love is otherworldly. The Tetra.
So much going on there, Sharina Sharp. Some personal remembrance, as well as some real love for elders and the Black families who are under siege right now and losing so much. What do you see this work offering us in terms of a deeper understanding right now?
I think the work is a remembering of a spiritual technology that even in the face of the unimaginable, of death, that there are still these ancestral bridges that we build that are incredibly powerful. And that power is going to be necessary to work our way through all of the devastation that we're seeing around us. How do we connect to the spiritual power that has always moved us through the unthinkable?
Kristen Lee, I wanted to ask you, there are many other kinds of work represented on 6 Feet of Distance, including one by Carlos Diaz called Detroit de Nuit, which is just photographs of night scenes in the city right now. How do you see a work like that bringing us a different lens to see things in this moment?
I think that seeing is connected to slowing down. And I would have never even let myself imagine a kind of moment like this, where I would have these vast horizons of time to sit and look and be contemplative. There are so many layers of stories contained in Detroit, in the walls, in the buildings, in the poems. To understand the vibrancy and the beauty of this city, it just takes time. And if you can sit down, it doesn't, you know, if your computer or if his photographs inspire you to go to these places and just sit and look, you know, art will change your life. We have this opportunity to just to stop and look. I mean, with all the tragedy that's happening, if we lose this opportunity to just look and look and look, we're fools.
Yeah. What does this moment of isolation mean to Detroit's art community as you experience it? Kristen, do you think you could answer that first?
You know, brass tacks, it's a time of insecurity and fear. Artists already live very, very close to the line of surviving. Honestly, a lot of grappling with how can we go forward? How can the art continue? How can we feed ourselves? How can we take care of each other? And honestly, how can we unite and make an argument for how artists need to be supported in this city financially, tactically, materially? How can that support happen?
Yeah. Sharina, how would you answer this question? You know, there's been several years now where the buzz around Detroit and its art scene was really very cachet. But I do wonder if this moment just challenges what it means to live that life and not just capitalize on it.
That's a great question. I think to be an artist in Detroit at any time, you have to live and breathe creating. I think that there's a group of people who live here and who come here, and we share the spirit of taking everything that has tried to swallow us and making gospel out of it. That's what we do. So this is no different. It's just bigger. And it's so big that we're having to decide together, what are we going to do with this? What are we going to make out of this? How are we going to make sure everybody is here to create out of this? Mm-hmm. And I think that's something we've not had to... We've been creating in silos, and we've been creating as if we're the only one. And we don't have that luxury anymore. We have to find each other.
I just have one last question. Could you maybe tell us a little bit about how you managed to get the project up and running relatively fast in the middle of the pandemic?
Yeah, I think the thing that I would just want to say is how fantastic our team is. Michael Stone Richards, Addie Langford, Steve Patton, Cece McGuire, who's the designer of the site, who made this site come together so quickly and with such finesse. Trisha Holt, who has done an arts calendar for a very long time, Art Detroit Now, that is doing so much work to try to kind of corral all the art, like virtual fine art that's happening through the city. Danny Van Zandt, who created this Detroit Cultural Crisis Survey that we're asking people to fill out. We're really trying to get as many narratives as possible to fill out that mosaic. Lee DeVito, editor-in-chief of Metro Times, who also is helping with the calendar, and then obviously like Sharina and Chase, but it's a really phenomenal team of people who really, really care about this this art community.
Kristen Lee of Room Project and Sharina Sharp, the writer, editor, and curator and performer. They have been collaborating with a group of others on the art project 6 Feet of Distance, and you can find a link available on our website. Sharina, Kristen, thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.